No, I was gonna say something horrible about somebody.
Well, I mean, you can do that too.
Well, I will.
What did you say when we first started recording something?
Oh, yeah, three times. Because, like, all right, that's what got me to think about this. So, here, hold on, I'll turn my game up a little bit. There
you
we go.
Did record that part, right?
Yeah. Okay. So, somebody I know, they were explaining something to me. And they were like, yeah, it's weird. It's just like, I see things in my head, or like, you know, or like I'll hear like a voice, like my voice, or like, you know, like these images and whatnot. And I'm like, oh, it's called thinking.
I was going to say.
You're fucking describing thinking.
Well,
like, congrats.
When you stop and think about it. Wow. What is thinking? You know what I mean?
Well,
it's it's electrical reactions in the brain, neurons firing, chemical reactions in the brain, you know, emotions,
yeah.
Stuff like that. So, I mean, it does sound kind of simplistic for him to say, like, I saw this picture in my head and I do not know what it is.
I was picturing it was a lady.
Yeah. I'll edit this out.
Who was this that we're talking to?
You know, I had to say, but I was like, is it my cousin? And then I was like, no, that's stupid if you're even him. It's got to be some female.
Yeah, it was a person.
It was a person.
It was a person. Yes.
It was a human being.
We didn't figure it was a cat.
It's a human being.
That would
I
be
know.
Cool if it was, but.
Yeah.
I've always wanted a talking cat or a talking dog.
There was a talking cat in that witch show.
Oh,
Sabrina.
Yeah. He had such a dumb voice for a cat.
Melissa Joan Hart has a great ass.
Well, which Sabrina are you talking about? Because they had Sabrina the Teenage Witch, but yeah. On Netflix, they had a new Sabrina series.
Did you watch
it?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
So fucking
actually.
Good. Really yeah. Good. She fucks in it. It's great.
Oh, yeah. It's way better than the.
I felt like
Melissa
it'd be
Joan
like
Hart
Buffy.
One.
No.
No.
Slayer, but
it's
bad.
I'm watching
it's pretty
Buffy
hardcore.
Right now.
Like, Satan comes and fucks yeah. People and it does all sorts of.
Too teeny yeah. Bopper for me. Like
it's not teeny
Riverdale almost got me, but it felt like the same thing.
It is the same thing. That's where Sabrina comes from.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
That's why I didn't watch it.
Yeah. But Riverdale is more of a spinoff of that. Well, now, anyway.
Well, yeah. And I mean, the original Sabrina comics were done by the same people that did Archie and
well,
stuff.
She,
but
yeah.
It's a totally different
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, Sabrina showed up in Archie comics,
yeah.
Right?
He's it's like a Joni Loves Chachi type
right.
Spinoff.
Or like yeah. Spy versus Spy
yeah.
Would show up at, you know, every...
Right.
Exactly. But
was a
in this
good,
new, in this
I
new one,
it.
I'm telling you, if you have nothing to do... I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's not bad. It's
not
more,
bad at all.
It's more adult than you would think.
Yeah.
I feel more. Like it's more teenager.
It's not. I mean, it is.
Young adult.
Kind of
it's
a,
like reading
it
a good
a bit,
Goosebumps or something.
No, it's no, it's way no. More graphic than
oh,
that.
Oh, Fear Street.
Fear
sorry.
Street, yes. Hey, did you watch the Fear Street movie series?
Not yet.
Talk about adult. There you go. There's a lot of fuck and this and boobies. And
feels like the same vein of stuff.
Yeah. Like, there's. It's really gory, actually. So.
Yeah, don't go see Candyman. Wait till it's streaming.
Oh,
much.
No kidding.
Oh, you
aww.
Did go see it?
Yeah, I went and saw it. It was cool.
Yeah,
that's not much
I was just excited to see him on screen again,
right.
Candyman. And,
right.
No.
But yeah, you guys will be buried in white guilt. And
what?
I got no white guilt.
Can't you
fuck
have,
you?
You know how Jordan Peele does shit.
You know how he do.
You know how he do.
Well,
it was cool though. Little parts here.
Did he write it or just produce it?
He wrote or co-wrote it.
Oh, so yeah, I could see that. That
or wrote the screenplay or the story. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. He was more involved than just like, hey, give these people.
No money. Directing though.
Okay. Huh. That's disappointing.
It's worth a watch.
Okay.
Well, did you end up going by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's,
I used
that's
to right. love going by myself to movies.
Oh,
like,
I love it, dude. Concerts, movies. We were talking about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Talking
dude.
To someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No, I went to Lollapalooza 1994. It was the first concert I ever went to. I mean, unless you count Tammy Wynette and the Judds.
And oh, Rain I do Garrett. Count that.
Oh, well,
I count it very hard. I and, count up to 10.
And Randy Travis.
Fuck yeah.
Did your mom take you to that?
My dad.
Oh, okay.
After they got divorced, you know the Randy Travis album, Old Eight by
Yeah, I know them all.
Okay. All right. It's a very, it's really emo for a country album.
Right.
He's good. Well,
then again, I guess country is kind of fucking emo, except nowadays we don't think so because it's all about kicking ass and being American.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
Right.
You know, whatever it's fucking they're doing out there. Having fun.
Well, I mean, those hillbillies that started country music in the first place were outlaws. They were rebels.
Right.
They fucking didn't take shit from nobody.
Runners, yeah. Whatever.
Moonshiners.
Bootleggers.
And fucking bootleggers. Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't paying no fucking taxes.
No.
Yeah, they were Truxes. Against the man, against police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All about rebels. Living free and young and strong.
Not
and
flying in blue line flags and all that shit.
Unfortunately, there was a lot of racism and slavery involved. Well, so,
yeah, listen.
Someone's got to pick the corn for the fucking moonshine. Right.
At least it was authentic. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I get that.
He
so,
got
but,
that honky tonk. But donk a donk. That's what we got now.
That one, there are three wooden crosses on the.
Yeah, dude. Or, on. What's it? What's it, my dad? Okay, so my dad had just gone through this horrific divorce.
Right.
Actually, I shouldn't say
that.
Trying
to get some song.
Was going through.
Yeah.
And he put us through it all for 15 years or whatever. But
I remember the stories.
Yes.
Kicking down doors and
stuff
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway.
So this was like right around like. The actual divorce. Randy Travis had an album called Old 8 by 10. And it was like every fucking song is just the kill yourself because she left song.
Because he got kicked out and he's got to live in a fucking trailer now.
Well, lost my dog, lost my truck,
it was,
lost my woman.
Right. And my dad actually got kicked out and he was living in a shitty motel room. Or
Jesus.
Hotel room. See, I say that now as a man, but when I was a kid, I thought it was the fucking greatest.
Oh, yeah,
thing.
Going to any hotel room.
Oh, well, you get to live here?
And we got to eat McDonald's for dinner?
And you got HBO?
Yeah.
What the I'm watching like...
And you're going to pass out drunk, so I'll have HBO.
Oh, right.
Skinamax?
Skinamax, exactly. This is back when HBO would, like, every show, they have, like, a legitimate show that was pretty good, but it, like, had to have boobs.
Yes.
Like,
what was that
episode.
One guy in the office
important.
That always...
But yes, that's what I was watching.
Yeah, he always had...
Yeah.
Visions and had boobs in it.
Yes, yes. He would like think about
the
80s. Naked boobies all the time. I can't
His
think
name
of
was anything. Arthur or something. I don't know.
Fuck. You remember that one?
I don't, but I encourage the booby watching.
It's on the
boobies
tip of my
are
tongue.
One of the greatest things in the universe.
If my brain was working better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no. At any rate, but yeah, I thought it was fucking great because you get to live in a hotel. This is awesome.
Yeah.
It's better than living at mom's. Fuck. So during this time, this album came out, and like every song was horrible. There was one that was like, that really got him. It was like, in on the other hand,
I know that
she wears a golden band
remind
her of someone who would not understand.
Wow, that was pretty good, actually.
Yeah. I gotta look up the
fucking track list.
Yeah, sure.
That was a very good impression.
Oh, no, he's much deeper voice.
Well, yeah, but come on.
Hey, well, you know.
That was still pretty good, yeah.
So, yeah, that was my first concert. Was he did a tour for that album.
Yeah.
And so he was the headliner, but he also brought Tammy Wynette, the Judds.
Right.
So that was pretty neat. I got to see Stand By Your Man.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
You know.
I like some the good Judds, old country, man.
I had a good time. It was at Savage Hall, actually.
Was it? Yeah. Yeah. Actually, that's where my first concert was, too. Okay. I saw my mom took me to see Ray Charles.
Ooh, that would have been cool.
At Savage Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was cool, man.
Very
yeah.
nice.
But yeah. You went to... Oh, go ahead.
I don't count that as, like, my first concert because
it was... You were a kid still, yeah.
It wasn't my music, necessarily. Yeah. I mean, I knew all the fucking words.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. You played it ad nauseum.
Well, I took my brother to his first concert because we're like 15 years apart. And I took him to see, I want to say, like Third Eye Blind at the sports arena.
They just
and
played I never, downtown.
Like, really, did yeah. they? I never liked Third Eye Blind,
they
but
sucked.
I took him
because
he
was
liked
fun.
Him,
yeah,
you know, and it was fun.
Well,
and it was cool, but
live music.
He was like yeah. 9 or 10 or something, you know,
yeah,
or maybe 11. I don't know, but yeah. Yeah, it was cool. It's cool.
No,
it was
yeah,
a good time.
Just showing in the inside outs of
yeah.
concert going,
hell
like,
yeah.
Yep. Cutting through the crowds and like, don't use that bathroom. Everyone's
yes.
in line there. Go like. 10 feet down.
Especially
10 feet
at the
down
sports
and,
arena.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Don't eat the
oh,
brown
yeah, sports
acid.
Arena.
You know, that's a big one, right?
What's that?
Don't eat the brown acid.
Because it won't make you trip.
Yeah, exactly. Bunk.
But arena. No, that I mean, that, so I mean, that's a legitimate experience. But going as like a teenager or
yeah.
an adult, it's a different experience.
Oh,
you
for
know.
Sure. I mean, like, I got drug along, basically, to that, because he probably couldn't find a fucking baby. Maybe not. I don't know. So my brother wasn't there. So.
I pretty, thought the first time you went to Lollapalooza
that record
was
might
with,
be called forever, no.
with oh, us.
Okay. No, that was the year after.
Yeah, 97.
Yeah, 90,
okay.
Well, the year before that, Metallica and Guns N' Roses played up at the Silver Dome when they were still the Silver Dome. And I was begging to go to that concert, but they were just like, no. And that was for good reason. They were like, no, you're not going. And I'm like, I wouldn't let up. I just begged and begged
right.
and begged and pleaded. And so finally they were like, well, listen, you can't go to this concert, but next year, you can go to any concert you want. I was like, all right. So
I went and saw Metallica at Savage
them?
Hall when
yeah.
I was 15.
Oh, nice.
I actually went with Dave and his brother and
Mark?
A couple of our other friends.
Oh,
Mike, actually,
oh.
not Mark. Mark was the younger brother. But
that's right.
I walked from my house on Clifton all the way up to Door and Reynolds to the old Food Town and
okay.
stood in line at
yes,
5 in the morning
yes.
to get Metallica tickets.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's what I had to do for these tickets. So flash forward a year from the whole
didn't
Metallica.
We do that for pumpkin tickets in Oregon, though?
In Oregon.
Lena and something. Maybe Mandy. We
yeah
slept in the parking lot.
Yeah. What? I don't know if it was pumpkins, though. Oh, it might
Kroger.
Have been. It might have been pumpkins. You went with us.
It was
with,
on top
Hall.
Of that. Was it on top of the parking garage in Pontiac?
Where they played, you mean?
Yeah.
No. That was, I didn't go to, I've seen pumpkins at Lollapalooza 94. I saw them 96.
I swear we slept in.
Oh.
Kroger parking lot.
It was probably
or something.
A different concert, maybe.
Did
know.
You Were you at the, do you remember when we went and saw Radiohead?
Yes.
In Cleveland?
I've never seen Radiohead. Where,
oh, okay. Oh, you weren't there. Okay.
I've seen them twice.
Yeah. I'm still so disappointed in myself because they're like one of my number one favorite bands.
Yeah.
Got to go see them.
Right.
Live. Right there, fucking 100 yards away, and I can barely remember any of it.
You're not,
because I was
one.
So fucked up.
You, I think the only people that remember the concert are me and Mark.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because really Mr. Herman
was there, and Lena was there.
Maybe I was there.
You might. You might have been. I don't. I just don't remember. Like I said, I barely remember any of it.
Yeah.
And I was. I woke up the next day just furious with myself.
Yeah, I was. Good. Well, everybody got really fucked up on Oxy.
Yeah, that I brought them.
Yeah,
that was. I know. I am sorry about that.
It's all right. Hey, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, that was good. I drove there, and I think Mark drove the other car, and that's why we didn't really drink while we were there. I had made maybe one beer, but I knew I had to drive. And at that point, I actually gave a shit, which is hilarious.
Where was this?
Blossom.
Yeah.
Cleveland. Or, well.
Cuyahoga Falls.
Right.
Whatever. Yeah. What, it's outside of Cleveland. It's by Kent State.
Yeah, I've been there.
Okay. Yeah. So we saw it there. But everybody was fucking just fucked up. And so then when we got back to the hotel, me and Mark could finally drink like how we wanted to.
You guys got fucked.
We got fucking wasted in the hot tub with
Mr. Herman.
Yep.
And then we like went to the little carry out place to get more beer at some point or something. And the cops stopped us because we had gotten up on the roof of the hotel and set off an alarm. And I had a beer, and that was bad. Anyway, but it was a good time. Then
Mr. Herman
snuggled up in bed with me at the hotel, and she was, you know, putting the moves on, and I was like not having it.
I remember I was in the next bed over, with
Mr. Herman.
Maybe
that would have been fucking hilarious.
No, it wasn't
Mr. Herman.
I forget. It was Tony? A dude, though. Maybe Tony's, it was Tony. Because both whoever I was in the bed with, I mean, it was platonic, obviously. Yeah. But we were both really pissed at you because you came in, whoever you were with, you were like really loud. And we just wanted to sleep because we were all
that's fucking rude,
up.
Tom.
Well, no,
sleeping right next to you.
Well, no, actually, it was up, rude. Dude. I've always felt that I was rude. Because we went there to party. We went there to have a good time.
Yep.
And then I brought those drugs, ruined everyone's good time, basically, and then was a stick in the mud, too.
Yes.
So.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree. That was a good assessment.
No, it's true.
But, I don't really remember you being a jerk. I was probably didn't give a shit.
Right.
So. But
I've always felt bad about that for, like I said, several reasons. I hate the fact that I can't remember seeing one of my favorite bands. Yeah. And then I always remember kind of a little stick in the mud dick face.
Mr. Herman.
Puked up an Oxy.
A whole one.
A whole one.
The coating was still on it and everything.
He had to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It still had the coating on it. And this was like hours later.
Oh, like 4 hours?
Yeah.
Because he ate it before the concert, puked it up when we got back to the hotel.
Right.
Yeah.
It
was so weird.
It was just
that was his plan. He's like, I'm getting high later when we get back.
Oh.
He stored it like a kangaroo.
Or maybe he put it in his pocket and then pretended.
He probably did.
Oh,
he might have, that was weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I think I remember watching him puke it up into the sink, and we were all like, what the fuck?
Maybe it was a little sleight of hand.
It could have,
like that.
It could have been.
I'll do it for the camera. Like that.
He's a puker too, dude.
Yeah.
He's like one of those pukers that you're just like sitting there and he'll be like,
bleh. And then just speak. Okay.
He did that at Main Event, just filled up a fucking ashtray and then just went to the dance floor with us because we were headed down because they were playing Baghdad Ass Up or some shit.
Okay, if you're really talented, you can puke into a beer bottle.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I've seen them do that too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You have to have good lip movement. And, you know, yeah, I bet he sucks. Depends on the
viscosity, also.
Yeah. Well, yes.
And
yes,
the force of the puke. You know? Yeah, right. You don't want to. Yeah, that's good. But at any rate, we really got off track. That was years later, but this was the summer of 1994.
Set the stage.
It was beautiful.
Was it a balmy day?
It was hot,
hot as fuck.
Yes, it really was. Up at the old.
Are you going to Lollapalooza?
Yeah. What?
94.
Yeah.
By yourself? So by myself. Like, did you take a bus?
No.
Okay.
That would have been cool.
I mean,
I don't know what bus I would have taken from Toledo.
I don't
to
know,
Pine
like
Knob.
A Greyhound or something. I don't fucking know.
Pine Knob?
Pine Knob.
Megabus.
I was there.
What? Get out of town.
Tricky. No. Tool.
That was 93. Yep.
Was it?
Yep. It was.
You're a little bit older than us, right, Jay. So.
You got the Sonic Youth.
That was
Sonic Youth was 97.
That was, oh. No, that was 95.
96. 95. Oh.
It was.
Was it? Yep. Oh.
Yep.
Are you sure?
I got it.
You sure it was 96? Because that's the one you and I went to.
It was 95.
95 is when I graduated. So, yeah, maybe it was the summer after I graduated.
I think you're wrong.
I guess that makes sense.
I got a Tricky shirt that says 94, I think. And it's the only Lollapalooza I've been to.
Well,
Snoop Dogg was there.
We do have Google.
No. First time I saw Tool.
This
Tricky,
well,
let me,
well, we can let me put it this way.
It might have been 93. Hold on. I'm going to look that up.
You're going to look it up, or
here's,
should I?
Here's why. Because
here, I'll look it up. Hold on.
I got it because you talk to your phone. I can text.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I'm so sorry.
So Tom can
I was
going to
put
talking.
The microphone down, but all right. Sorry that I do things very efficiently.
I just wanted to hear Tom's story.
I want to hear it too, but half the point of it is interrupting him.
You fuckers. All right. So that the headliners were supposed to be Smashing Pumpkins and
right.
Nirvana.
Oh, that but year. That's
but
when
Kurt shot himself in
yeah.
the face.
Yes. Yes. He shot himself
oh, for real?
In the face.
I was just guessing.
Heart shaped face.
Heart shaped.
I was making a joke.
I know, but you're right.
So he had killed himself earlier, a few months earlier.
Yeah.
So that's why. Oh, and he did that in 94.
Okay. So yeah, that you're right. That makes sense.
Because he was not there.
Yeah, no, he was not.
They didn't, you know.
He was in a pine box.
He really was. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe they
I don't know.
Burned him up.
Whatever they did.
Whatever.
Pine shaped
funeral
box.
Pyre. A pine shaped.
Either that or he was hanging out with
a
Elvis.
A pine heart shaped box.
Him and Elvis are just hanging out. He didn't really die.
Right. Well, no. Yeah. Tupac is hanging out with them too. So.
Right. That woman.
And Biggie.
Exactly. Then they joined them later.
Right.
They're on a bowling team.
Yep. It's oh. Great. Oh, that is a great idea for a short story.
It really is.
Biggie, Tupac, uh-huh. Elvis, and Kurt Cobain yeah. on a bowling team.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that. I'm totally stealing that, bro.
Just somewhere in that fucking, just some stupid, like Tulsa. Who knows?
Yeah. Or Bolivia.
Or,
who
yeah,
the fuck cares?
Whatever, somewhere remote. I guess Tulsa isn't that remote. It is to me.
Well,
maybe
yeah.
Billings, Montana.
Yeah, maybe Billings,
Cheyenne, or something.
I'll do some research and right. figure it out.
You do it. You let me know. Yeah, it was that was great. No, I loved it. I was my parents drove me, and it was funny because Pine Knob is the place, right?
Yeah,
it's called
DTE now.
Right. Energy Music Theater,
yeah, yeah,
or whatever,
faggoty thing they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Pine, because I remember because the Breeders were there. They were on one of the bands, and Kim Deal was like, "I got a pine knob for you." Yeah, yeah. I'm looking for a pine knob.
Right. Making jokes.
Sassy girl.
I actually got to meet Kim and Kelly Deal.
Really?
Yeah.
After that time?
During it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. How'd you get back?
That's what I meant, after the show or before the show?
Before they went on. This was
at Lollapalooza?
Yeah. They, well, so.
No, after she said, looking for Pine Knob.
Oh, no. No, this is before that.
Oh, damn
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. They.
Maybe that's why she was asking for it.
I would have tried.
You were a handsome young man.
She remembered you.
Yeah, I thought that.
Look, he's blushing, though, like at the thought.
Hey.
Dude, for real.
I mean, they.
How'd you get backstage, though?
No, no, no. It wasn't like.
Oh.
This is the 90s, Tim.
Right. So. I vaguely remember the 90s, Tom.
So let me tell you about the 90s. No, they Lollapalooza, I don't know what it is now or what they do or whatever. It's
right.
It's like in Chicago or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was like a Perry Farrell's big traveling festival.
Yeah.
Like of
yeah.
just crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it had music. There were three stages, I want to say.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
And, then, but on top of that, they had a bunch of other crazy
right,
shit.
Like different shows yeah. and little performances. Right.
And since yeah, it was
kind of
so,
like a carnival atmosphere.
Right. So there yeah. was more to do than just watch shows.
Yeah, absolutely.
So at any rate, they had these mist tents because it was so
yeah.
fucking hot. You could
I
just like
that.
Go through
yeah.
them and get like cooled off and shit. And that's yep. where I met. Kim, the Deal sisters.
Oh, they were just walking through.
They were just hanging out. Yeah, they were just
and you
walking
just
around.
You recognized them and right. went and said hello.
Yes,
awkwardly. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Did you tell them you were from Ohio too?
Probably. I don't remember. What, you know what I mean? It's like
oh,
hello. You know.
Holy shit, dude! You saw Pumpkins, Beastie Boys,
yeah, yes.
George Carlin,
yes,
The Breeders,
yes,
A Tribe Called Quest.
Yes.
And the Cave in the Bad Seats.
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
You.
What a great lineup.
L7.
L7, yeah.
Boredoms.
You don't have a fucking lineup like that anymore.
Was Green Day there? Or?
No. No Green Day.
I watched Lollapalooza live about a month ago.
Yeah.
Because they, yeah, I yeah. texted you guys.
Yeah.
And I did not recognize a single artist,
which I mean, it's like, yeah, we're old, but
right.
I've heard from people that like are into like music nowadays
yeah.
that they, nobody recognized
it them. Was like most of them were like just like really shitty hip hop.
Right.
There was one
yeah yeah
really cool band,
the Panthers
Black Panther right. or Panthers or Black Panther
Black Panthers
or maybe it was just the Panthers, but they yeah. were really, because they were like jazzy but mm. with some, you know, funk to right it on. And that was pretty cool, but the rest of them were just, it was shit that I couldn't get into.
Yeah,
like it wasn't horrible, but it was just music that I didn't recognize. It was like I trip hop or
no,
when you know just
trip-hop.
Like no I don't fucking
massive
know
attack.
Man,
the future is now, old man.
Okay, and then I'm wrong with the phrase, but it was just like just this type of hip-hop, because I like hip-hop,
it's like
some
trap
of it
music, they call
but
it
was just like yeah very trendy, very poppy, very like I don't know, I couldn't get into it. I tried to watch it for like 4 hours
yeah.
And I'd keep clicking through it, going back, hoping they'd have another good band, and they just
no.
never did.
Yeah, it's a lot of kids today, they like the auto tune and talking about hanging out in the trap house.
Right. Yeah. And
I guess. I don't know. Maybe
I've
not.
Hung out in trap houses.
Right, I know.
So
you're like,
I mean,
man, right?
I don't really think that's something to laud or sing about. Fuck
well,
you.
Good use of the word laud.
Yeah,
thank you.
Really? Kudos on that one.
Oh,
mine is 97.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah.
Wow.
What? Who played in 97?
Not as good as the lineup. I went to see Tool for the first time.
But they
okay,
played,
well,
they
that's
played
awesome.
At the second one, I think. Too.
They played at the second one also.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
But Orbital, Devo.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh.
The Prodigy,
yeah,
The Orb.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Tool, Snoop Doggy Dog.
Nice.
Tricky.
Nice.
Yeah.
Korn was supposed to be there, but I didn't care about them back then.
Right.
How is he Tool, Tricky, and Korn?
Right.
Right.
Or Tool, Tricky, and Snoop. Sorry.
Gotcha.
Right.
James was there. I did want to kind of check them out.
James Addiction?
James.
James. Oh. The bed is on fire with passion and love.
I like that song.
Yeah, it's, I actually bought that album and I didn't like the rest of it.
Yeah. Beck was side stage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we saw Beck.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Porno for Pyros.
Oh, I would love to see them. Yeah.
Lost Boys side stage.
Porno for Pyros was on the second
side stage. Yeah.
I did not know that, or I would have been saw.
I was going to say, you would have been aware of that.
No, I think that was right when they were coming out, right?
Okay, so it's maybe before Pets, or even
yeah,
the thing, maybe. Like nobody knew. Perry Farrell was being all secretive.
Yeah, it was probably a sneaky little sideshow for Perry.
I mean, if people knew, it's Perry Farrell, right. Stephen or Perkins.
Steve Perkins.
Yeah,
yeah.
Steve Perkins. They would have been like, we're going to go fucking watch.
Right. Fuck the main stage.
Yeah, yeah, whoever this garbage is. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what I did.
Right.
That sucks.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is, man. You can't go back. No time machine.
No.
Another interesting couple things from '94 show. The Beastie Boys and A Tribe Called Quest.
Then poetry in the fucking poetry tent.
Oh.
Well, the Beasties and someone else.
That I don't know. I didn't.
I just read that.
I did watch them play basketball though. They played.
You
what?
Oh, really?
Against each other.
Like against who won?
They were just playing for fun, bro. They weren't keeping store.
The fuck are you insinuating? Come on now.
Did they measure their dicks too?
Yeah. Well, we know we won that fucking contest. No, they. I don't know who won. I just
nose measuring though. They'd be close.
Because next to the main stage.
What about lip measuring? Wow. Fuck you. You're a fucking goddamn racist.
Oh, Jesus. Usually it's me, but
only when it's funny.
Yes.
Well, that was pretty funny.
Of course.
But no, like next to the main stage, like backstage to the right, there's like a service road or whatever the fuck to get back there. And they had a basketball hoop set up.
Right.
And so, yeah, they were just fucking playing.
That's fucking cool.
I bet the Beastie Boys get down, though.
I just
fucking A.
Straight. Fucking watched them for like an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Or however long they were there.
And Q-Tip short as fuck.
And while they were doing it, while that was going on, like further like behind the basketball court, but like up the hill, there was like a hill behind it. So like up on that hill in the shade or whatever, Billy Corgan like ate a sandwich. I swear to God. It was great.
That sounds like the perfect psychic.
You sat and watched him for an hour or two.
Billy Corgan eating a turkey sandwich. Yeah. Well, the Beastie Boys and A Tribe Called Quest battled out on the basketball court.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
I was by myself, so I had nobody to be like, you fucking see this? Except for like, you know, other people that were doing
it. So you didn't go on the Siamese Dream Tour?
No.
In Pontiac?
No.
Because it was on top of a parking garage.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't.
And was it? It was before they played even. And Billy just walked through the crowd, and I was like, "That looks like Billy Corgan over there." And then people just started like, "Yeah." I was like, "Yeah, that's Billy Corgan." And we just watched him walk by, and we were all high and shit, and we were like,
"You got to see him down in Columbus on High Street too." Didn't you? Or were you in one of those? I don't know. I mean, I know everybody. Like Veva,
I forgot a lot of concerts, too.
Yeah. Fucking A.
Well, I know Barrett famously did, and like Veva and all that. I assumed you were part of the crowd, part of that shindig.
I saw Marilyn Manson and Nine Inch Nails down there first time.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, okay.
Love us.
Yeah.
That must have been a good show.
It was a great show, dude. Like, we were tripping our balls off. Metal crowds are great, dude.
Oh yeah.
Like how they just take care of each other and stuff.
Yeah.
Like we saw Manson. We didn't know who the fuck these people were.
Right.
But they were pretty cool. We were like, all right, cool. And then I see like they had it wasn't general admission. They had like all these metal chairs like tied together.
Oh, that never
worked.
Oh,
I hate that.
Yeah. And like Manson's second to last song, I see someone with their lighter down there. I'm like, what's about to go? And Nails came out. I think they opened with Happiness and Slavery or something.
Geez, nice.
Oh, and it just
exploded.
Fucking, tears went up. Fucking security. It was just all old people security.
Yeah.
And they just like went to the wings. We took over the floor. Me and a couple other people like found some risers, tripping our balls off, dude. Chairs just went everywhere. Like no one getting hurt though.
Well,
just storming the stage, pushing the chairs back, and then like Reptile played, I think.
Yeah.
Because it was a downward tower, spiral tour.
Yeah.
It was something like with a nice little group, and then there was like serpents of chairs going over the crowd because everyone just wanted to pass them back so we could have the whole dance floor.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That was awesome, dude.
That sounds
But we just stood up on the risers and saw them like going over the crowd, tripping our balls off, like, and then Nails was on sale. It was great. First time seeing them, man.
Yeah, the first time I saw him was another time you saw him, which was at Sports Hole or whatever. Yeah. That was awesome.
Nine Inch Nails in 97?
Oh, God.
98?
Nope. 94. Or 95.
Oh.
Would have been 95.
Oh, no. Matt and I went and saw Nine Inch Nails at the Sports Arena. It must have been 98.
Oh.
Something like that. It was a good fucking good show, though.
Did they have Jim Rose Circus there?
Yes.
That was 95. Good.
95?
Yeah.
I mean, I might be misremembering.
Yeah.
Because it was shortly after high school. Maybe it was 95 then. Because, the Jim Rose Circus was definitely there.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Out there, too. And Jim Rose Circus was excellent.
I have heard several stories about that show from several different people that went.
Fucking
I had no idea that were there.
It was a bitchin' show.
It was so good.
Oh, my God.
Trent Reznor was really drunk.
Matt and I traded an ounce of weed for those tickets.
Oh, that's
how we got it.
Nice. See, that's a good story.
We had to go on this shady ass street, like an hour before the concert.
Oh shit!
And give them an ounce of weed, and we got the tickets. And
the tickets say Niner sales tickets.
Right. Well, we got Sports in. Arena. We saw the show, so it was a. That show was mind blowing.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. When they dropped the screen on that tour.
Hurt. Yeah. And the blood started coming down the screen.
And that snake was staring at you.
Yeah.
During that one song.
And everybody was so sweaty.
Oh, my God.
So hot.
It was the sports arena, man.
And
there was
still
no
general admission.
Yes, exactly.
I love how some shows, general admission is cheap now.
Right.
Like people want seats.
Yeah. Dude, where did I just buy? Oh, that the late St. Vincent. I'm gonna go see.
Yeah, you told me that. I forgot about that. Shit. I gotta get a ticket.
Get a ticket.
General admission, you said like $50.
Cheaper. This is at
St. Andrews or Fox.
Fillmore, which used to be the State Theater, I think.
Oh, okay. Whatever. State Theater, yeah.
Yeah. And the seats behind the general admission area were like way more. I was like, why would you
right.
What the fuck? Or even for that Rockville show or whatever, it was like, I got GA tickets. We could be in the front row.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, or stand at the back of the crowd
whatever,
if you want.
Depending
yeah.
on how, you know, aggressive you want to fucking be, basically.
Depending on who's playing.
But then again, I don't know, because I haven't been to like a GA show in quite a few years. Probably the last one I went to was Metallica's Orion Festival.
And when was that?
Sketchy. Huh?
When
Pablo
was that?
Island?
No, it was not. But yeah, basically Pablo Island. What's it called, though?
I thought it was
Belle Isle.
Okay, Belle Isle.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's like right next door. Right next door. Yep. It's just one of those giant islands, and
we used to take
river. Right.
Like we went to Pablo Island one year, and we went to Belle Isle,
mm-hmm.
and I think my dad was just running drugs to Detroit. Because why would he take your family to either of those places?
Because you are a good cover.
He's like
boring as fuck.
You know, take this backpack. What,
dude? When we went to see Black Crowes,
don't look in it though.
You know when you go over that big right when you're going into Detroit and you see the factories and the fucking yellow smoke coming out of that one?
Yeah.
Like I just looked in my dad's eyes. I was like, memories. he just started laughing, dude. Like, because he said something in Spanish under his breath. And I was like, you get memories, motherfucker. Yeah. Running, coming up here running.
In Spanish, he said, that's where we buried that fucking whalo. Right over there. I remember that. Like, it was yesterday.
Luckily, we had a big trunk.
It was hilarious, dude. I was busting his balls like, kind of on the way out there. And
nice.
Not like, I don't fuck around anymore. I just treat him like one of the boys.
Yeah. What are you going to do? You know, shit. Yeah, Belle Isle. Well, so I don't know, like, nowadays how crowds are. You know, like, because these kids have
not going to be a hard.
Yeah.
It seems like, when I watched Lollapalooza live, it seemed like they're on their phones.
Right.
They're constantly recording or looking down, probably like texting about the this is good or no, this sucks or whatever.
It's more
it's all the screen.
It's not
the big screen. It's not about the artists anymore.
It's not about the experience. Right. It's about telling other people where you're at.
Right.
Getting the
tagging yourself.
Getting the dopamine
blah, blah, blah.
That way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know,
I guess
they do say when you get
one
likes,
like
it's
time.
Like, you know,
one
yeah.
like at a time.
So,
right.
I don't know.
That's
I,
fucked up.
I guess it's valid.
But, I don't know. But think about it. Like, there's no way that you could convince me that that's not fucking gay as hell. You know what I mean? Like, you could be like, well, you know, actually, blah, blah, blah. I mean,
like, instead of starting a mosh pit, you know.
You could never convince me that that is a good thing, right? But think about it. If you go back to the 90s.
Sure.
When we came
I remember the 90s, Tom.
I do remember the 90s, too.
Vaguely.
Vaguely. Well.
Go ahead.
No. Our parents, when they saw us like moshing around on each other,
they thought we were nuts.
They probably thought that was the dumbest fucking thing they'd ever seen.
They did.
So,
And so, the generation before and the generation
that
before.
That still happens. They're still paying
It's just, shows. It's social evolution.
We'll see.
That's all it is.
I just wonder if people are so cool about like, hey, I'm going to get up to the front. And people, generally speaking, are pretty cool about it.
Do you remember when
the
Doors were on Ed Sullivan?
The Doors?
Oh, the Doors on Ed Sullivan. It was in the movie.
Yeah.
You know.
He was supposed to say
but
baby.
But they were like freaked out that his hips and his crotch were in camera angle.
Yeah.
Like
Elvis too.
Yeah. And Elvis. Famously Elvis as well, because he gyrated, you know.
Oh yeah.
But, yeah, so, I mean, it's the same thing.
King. We got the king right here.
I know. He looms over me constantly.
Well, yeah, that too. ask Priscilla about that one.
Or Led Zeppelin.
Or Led Zeppelin. That's also true. Shoving bottles up 15-year-old girls.
Oh, yeah. Marrying, grooming girls since they were 13.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. R. Kelly, baby. It's still happening.
Well, I mean, we talked about this, I think, when we were on the phone a couple of weeks ago.
I think so. We were talking about grooming young
grooving young
men.
Grooming young men.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a good band name.
Grooming young men.
Grooving young men.
Grooving.
Grooving young men.
Oh, yeah, grooming, we probably get.
Oh, grooming.
No, grooming
that
young
actually
men.
Sounds like the name of a book. grooming young men or how to groom young men.
That's not a book you'd find
that,
in the library.
That was called Naked Lunch.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Where's the fucking rim shot? Put him
over there. Edit it in.
That's, yeah. The unabridged version of Naked Lunch. Grooming young. He was going to call it Grooming Young Men. The publisher was like, that's a little too new on the nose.
I don't think that's going to fly.
That's not your style. William, you're a little more clever than that.
Fuck.
Push the top button. The COVID button.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
What?
Oh, nothing. Coughing is suspect.
Yeah, well, you know.
It was a wet one.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay.
I'm a 30-year smoker. What do you want from me? Once in a while, phlegm, you know, builds up.
Can you still taste things?
No.
Oh, well, then maybe it is COVID.
No, I got my vaccination, bro.
Well, it doesn't mean anything.
Well, yeah, with COVID X or whatever.
I heard there's this is funny. What? Oh, never mind.
FBI warning.
Yeah, right.
It's $250 or we're going to lock your phone down.
Now, there's a new COVID variant I was reading about the other day. Well, yeah, I was reading. That's false. I saw a headline.
Okay.
I read a headline. I don't
lambda, lambda, lambda.
No, it's not. It's scary. It's scary.
I'm sure it is.
It's called the Omega variant.
Oh.
And Omega, right?
Right.
Is the end.
Yeah.
Or the Greek.
Yeah.
So it's the end.
Well, maybe it's just the end of this ridiculous COVID nonsense.
No, it's the end of human civilization.
Well, hopefully. Nah, that's not hopefully. Where yes, we're going to die.
They found it in L.A.
Yeah, I'm sure they have.
COVID's... If you're gonna
they found
COVID,
it in my butt too.
You haven't caught
but
COVID.
You don't
caught COVID
see any headlines about that. I wish you could. Let's put it out there.
Speaking of which,
they're gonna start doing that.
What? Putting it in people's butts?
No, be like, I got Omega.
Oh.
Like you only had Delta.
Oh,
you didn't even get Lambda yet. What the fuck?
Oh. They're bougie ass. Oh my God. Ugh.
People are going to start naming their children Omega. Omega C. Smith or whatever, you know, like.
I don't know. I
think they'd probably be Jackson.
I think they'd go the route of naming their kids after like products like they do. That was such a bright, like a joke or whatever, or, you know, clever or insightful.
Yeah.
In that movie, like, you know, like I'm macaroni and cheese, like Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Dry low sec.
No, I'm honestly surprised that some celebrity couple hasn't named one of their kids Pepsi yet.
Right.
You know, seriously.
Yeah. Just
like Pepsi fucking
there was an apple.
Pit. Pepsi Pit.
Ooh.
Or Pepsi Jolie. You know what I mean?
Jolie. I don't know if they would be the ones to do it. I think it's more
I'm just saying a
Kanye thing would probably
Pepsi. What's his last name? Oh yeah, Pepsi West.
He's named
that sounds like it could be a real product.
See,
like
there
Pepsi West. Check
Northwest
out Pepsi
though?
West.
No, oh that's
or there
right.
used to be.
Yeah. JR's got a point because one of his kids is named North.
That's
and his last name.
Yeah,
is
West. Northwest, so Northwest, yeah. And that is so lame.
That's
I fucking want to kick
horrible.
Him in the face.
I mean, if you're going to name your kid something stupid, go like the Frank Zappa route. Like, really
right.
get the fuck
Moon
out
Unit.
There. Moon Unit. Just be stupid. You know?
I mean, come on. My last name is O'Shea.
Right.
If I ever had a kid, should I name him Richard?
Well.
Rick O'Shea.
Rick O'Shea. That's clever. Actually, that
right? That's
that.
Just as bad as Northwest.
Nah, that's better than Northwest. Actually.
It is better than Northwest, but fucking A, he has way more money than me and way more influence, so he gets away with it. I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
Tim, isn't your dad named Timothy also?
Yes.
Yeah.
There are 15 generations of Timothy Peter O'Shea's.
And they end with you.
And they end with me, yes.
You're the Omega.
I am the Omega.
I just wanted to let you know that your mom, your grandma, your great grandma, your great 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 grandma all called out your name in bed when they were getting fucked.
Timothy.
Stick it in my ass again.
Whoa. Flick my nipples, Timothy. Flick my nipples. Flick them harder.
Grease my joint. Grease my joint.
I don't know. That was maybe not.
Pinch my neck flesh. That's my great grandma.
She really loved that. She,
I'm glad you know what
she loved her. Having her neck flesh pinched.
Freaky bitch. Deirdre.
What a great legacy the O'Shea's have.
Well,
I got a county named after me, all right?
Yeah.
Like, there's a county in Ireland. It's O'Shea County. My family actually used to run it.
Well, I bet.
They don't anymore. But...
Well, clearly.
Fucking too drunk to do that shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, how long that lasts?
Well, I'm just saying, you guys got a county?
No.
Wilson? Well, fuck you then.
No idea. There's probably thousands of Wilson counties.
That's true.
That is true. Yeah.
But that's just because it's a. Actually, right. My name is pretty fucking dumb, though. I mean, Wilson is literally just
Bill's son.
Yeah.
And you are Bill's son, right. Bill's son. And
I, so, well, no, my dad is Will, son of Will.
Right. Will, son of Bill, yeah. Will. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. So mm-hmm. That doesn't make fucking sense. But, you know, what are you going to do? But you brought up assholes, and I got two things. But I got to get something to drink. Hold on.
All right.
Fucking tease.
Right? I got two things. But first, I feel a bit parched. And I need to wet my whistle just a wee bit. He's been holding on to this shit for a month. He just grabbed a Faygo. Is that like a cream soda?
Is that diet?
Yeah, hey, it's diet.
Oh, well, he's trying to lose weight, bro. You know?
I'm just waiting to get my dick sucked later.
Oh, Jesus.
Or get up in your vagina. Fucking diet orange.
Mangina. What are you going to do?
Well, I mean,
it always comes back every fucking time we get together, it always comes back to buttholes.
Well,
so I want to hear this.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Eeyore's back.
I know. Ooh, butthole. I don't like buttholes.
I got a picture of Tim's butthole if you guys want to see it.
So that's you kind of buried the lead.
I never said I didn't like buttholes.
You took my.
I said it always comes back to buttholes.
Yeah, motherfucker. This is your fault.
Okay.
The first one. All right. So. We both know the story, but obviously whoever would be listening to this does not know the story. So a few weeks ago,
I forgot we were talking to people.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I'm just saying that we know, but you know, they don't.
They need to know.
They need to know.
Yes.
So a few weeks ago, I'm just minding my own business.
Just sitting around doing work,
being a responsible fucking human being at my job, right? Provide for my family,
bringing home the bacon,
I
get a text message.
Yeah, I get a text message. Exactly. And it's Tim.
That's me.
Is it all of Tim?
It is.
Well, it's part of Tim.
Part of Tim.
It's all of Tim.
So it's a picture and a bunch of text. So I see the picture first, right? Obviously, and before I read the text, and it looks honestly like a painting or like
it's artistic, baby.
It's very artistic.
He's
saved
beforehand.
It's like kind of like a glowy yellow stripes, and it looks. You know, like
who's that artist that said everyone gets 15 minutes of
Andy
fame?
Andy Warhol.
Yeah, a little Andy Warhol-ish. Yeah, I'm not saying it's as good as
it looked
stuff,
like it could fit a soup can up there.
That's why, yeah. Something.
What are those family size?
Yo, those big ass Campbell fucking
and a gallon of milk to this motherfucker.
I think you're giving me more credit than I deserve.
Probably. Anyway, so it's this weird fucking picture, and I didn't know what it was like on site. It was a little sus. I had a bad feeling about it. I'll say that.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah. But so I read the text and it's Tim saying like, hey, this is a picture of my butthole. Hope you enjoy it. I'm bearing my soul and my ass to the you and the world.
I had my wife take that.
Yeah, he had his wife take a photo of his butthole. Then he
I was wondering how you fucking... Yeah. manage that.
Well, no, I texted you because originally I had it taken because I was out smoking a cigarette and we were texting a little bit, I think, or maybe we weren't, but somehow. I just had you in my head, Jay, and fucking, so I just thought he needs to see my butthole. So I ran inside, said, Aaron, take my phone. And I pulled down my pants and I said, take a picture of my butthole. And I gotta say, she's the best woman on earth because she did not hesitate. Okay. She didn't ask me why. She didn't fucking.
She thought it was medical reasons.
All she did was she just did it. And she took that picture, handed me back my phone. I pulled my pants up and went back outside. And we didn't talk about it.
They still have
since. Yeah.
Well, okay. So flash forward from a week from then.
Yeah.
And I had to, we're supposed to be having this rock and roll festival event. That
Caledonia Fest possibly happening.
Part two, The Quickening. But that's whatever. So I'm I don't get on Facebook for fucking anything. I'm just not on there unless I have a very specific purpose relating to the band or lately to the wedding. Right. We use that for the
wedding. Or finding someone's face for their porn website where you can make it look like.
Yeah. Or downloading pictures of Whitney Kirk. Yeah.
Jeez. Edit point.
Hey, I don't know. I'll just put it out there. See what happens.
Fucking A.
There you go.
I like that.
Hey,
you know. I like that. Son of a bitch. Like all right. So I'm on there, and I, Tim has posted something, whatever, on Facebook. Blah blah blah. What you know? He's on there a lot. And I look at his fucking profile picture, and there it is, his fucking asshole. And I thought that son of a bitch.
No one knows what it is.
They're looking directly at your asshole.
That is my real butthole.
That is hilarious. Still up?
I think he changed.
I don't know. I haven't gone on Facebook this week.
I don't know if you might.
I was about to get back on Facebook.
Yeah.
I like to do little things for humanity. I was like, you know,
subversive fucking piece of shit.
I'm glad you caught that because I don't think anyone else did.
Nobody else knew.
Tom didn't know without the text.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, but once you know, it's obvious.
Well, I put a text.
If you don't know now, you know.
I put text on the photo. It says, this is my shining star.
I didn't catch that. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's on there.
So yeah, I thought that was fucking brilliant. Like all these fucking people on here, they don't even know what they're looking at.
Oh, and I sent that. I mean, like my dad looks at that. Yeah. My mom looks at
everybody.
That.
Everybody.
Like,
yeah.
Like, no one will know. Unless they listen to this.
They look at their own stuff and make sure they get likes on their stuff. They don't look at anything you post or what your picture is.
Exactly. Yeah.
Timothy changed his profile picture.
But that's hilarious.
I told my brother about this.
Yeah. He
thought it was the fucking best thing he's ever heard.
He texted me last week.
Oh, good. He asked, he was asking for your number.
I can't remember what we talked about. It was just a couple texts, but it was friendly and nice.
He
Well, since we've been hanging out like for a while now, like I've been talking to Jason about you here and there.
Right.
Just, he asks, "How's Tim?"
Whatever. Yeah.
Like, he knows I see you, and
all thanks
you know,
to
so
me.
So I told him essentially, like, we don't have this out.
Yeah.
But essentially, like, well, here's how it happened. My brother, because we were talking earlier before we started recording about alcoholism, and stopping alcoholism, quitting, whatever, and. He has been trying to do that
because
he's been having some really bad anxiety, like waking up with panic attacks.
Yeah,
you
know,
whole fucking thing. Very similar to what
I can relate, definitely.
So I was kind of recounting your struggles that you've been having lately in some of our conversations. And he, like, it was, you know, like it really spoke to him because of what he's going through,
right?
And so that's
great, know, that's cool.
So yeah.
I was really surprised to hear from him. I figured it was because you had been talking to him about what we've been doing and everything like that.
Yeah.
It was really nice to hear from him.
He texted me and he was like, "Hey, give me Tim's number. I want him to know that I love him."
Okay. Okay. Passion action.
Well,
he texted, tell him I love him too, because I do. I always have.
So yeah,
he's been one of my
ETA
best friends.
Of him coming out of
I just, now that we're doing it again, we're back. Like, I can ask him whenever and just see what he's doing. I'm gonna see him tomorrow, actually.
Cool,
cookout and shit. So,
awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, that's up to Tim and you guys, but. Like,
I wanted to have it do an episode where it's like the brothers episode, except for Paul. I think we talked about it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Have David.
David would love to come up.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I talked to Dave. Yeah. Like, he's fucking rare.
He's chomping at the bit.
Yeah.
He's actually, you know what? If we did something like that, I might try and get Paul to come.
Really?
I mean,
might be a little awkward.
Weird. Yeah, it might be. But maybe he'd start fucking being a. I don't know. I don't fucking know. Because he's a smart kid.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy. And I think he's creative and shit. So maybe if I got him in a, like, different kind of atmosphere away from my mom, you know, maybe we could form some kind of bond.
Because,
like, he used to look up to me when he was a kid.
And there was
he had a lot of good
to.
Times. There was actually a reason at that point. But then I became a degenerate human being and he learned not to trust me. And I don't know. But anyway, I think that's a good idea, Paul or not, you know.
Well,
but your brother, that would be cool.
Yeah. And they haven't seen each other in a long time either.
Wait, how young is your brother to you?
3 years.
You?
Mine about, well, let's see, 12. 12.
12 years?
12, yeah.
Nope.
Paul's only, well, actually, no, 13 years. Because, Paul's only 30.
Oh, wow.
So
7 for me, so.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It'd be like a big range of brothers.
It really would be.
Right.
Jason's pretty much right with us.
That's what we can call the episode, Big Range of Brothers.
Grooming young men.
Wrong idea. Brothers, you know.
Men of various ages. We'll get a lot of hits on that.
Yeah, from Raymond's fucking lawyers or something. And they have a show called Men of a Certain Age
men
or something.
Of a certain But, well, that's like an anti-clickbait title. You know.
Grooming young men.
There's a click.
Yes.
That's what we'll do. Perfect.
There you go.
Name the
grooming
episode,
young
grooming
men.
Young men.
Oh. Indeed. Perfect.
We'll have to make sure we get some combs or something. You know,
we'll get little flea combs.
I got clippers.
You know, they used
okay.
to.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll save David's pubes and.
Okay, because that way we can't be accused of anything.
I might need your help pushing that shit out of the way. Like,
he probably keeps his stuff. Sure.
Oh, I don't even want to know.
Well, you're the one that fucking brought it.
You did.
That's why I brought the clippers.
Oh,
but,
okay. Well,
I don't think he does keep it. I don't know. He does wrestle other men.
Yeah. Maybe that'll be a topic.
Right. He does.
Man grooming. Where do you stand?
You're all of age. Let's just have him whip it out. Like, we'll guess what our brothers have. And they got to guess us.
Oh, that's.
Oh, well, I mean, that sounds like a.
That seems like a really easy game. I could do it right now. I go right down the list. And I'll be right.
What do you think about me and Tim?
I know you're like a fucking tortoise shell. Including the balls and taint. Yeah. And Tim is like a fucking, it's like a lion's mane.
It is. There's more bush than dick.
Yeah. It's just a little.
I got huge balls though.
Sort of peeking out a little.
Yeah, a little.
Hello. Just like, hello. Hi. Hello.
What was that? Snail.
It makes it sound when he goes to piss. It's like. Just the hair, like,
oh,
like a squirrel coming through a hedge.
Like a squirrel coming through.
Oh. I'm sorry. That's I was doing myself larger than I should. A chipmunk coming through a hedge.
Okay, there we are.
Possibly. Yeah. Hello,
beep beep. Hi. Oh Jesus.
And time's the same.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Shut up. Mine's more like Gonzo from the Muppets.
Just flapping back and forth.
Yeah, you know.
Woo!
It's like a 70s Gonzo.
Yes, I can see that.
Yeah.
No?
Dude, I guess Gonzo's trans now.
What?
What?
Why? Why does he have to be anything? Why can't he just be a
fucking Muppet?
Yeah.
He's a Muppet. Why does he have any sexuality whatsoever?
Well, plus they got the Cookie Monster doesn't eat
it
cookies.
Was a subject at a different podcast, so we should probably not talk about it.
Oh, okay. Well.
Wait. Good. No, I got to back up.
He's like,
Cookie
Muppet
Monster
babies.
Doesn't eat cookies anymore?
No, well,
because
he does.
Of diabetes or something? Yeah. Fuck that shit.
Well, he does. Okay.
He eats cookies, but he's got to have a good snack beforehand.
Right.
Oh, so he's got to have an apple, then like half of a nutritious fucking,
no, he'll smash a fucking cookie.
Wheat germ cookie.
Yeah,
or
he
something.
He still eats the cookies like a man.
Man, Cookie Monster, he's a monster that
right.
eats cookies.
He's not human.
He's right. not human. He's a monster that literally eats cookies.
Maybe like
I cannot stand or abide this PC culture anymore. Let the Cookie Monster eat the cookies.
That was a bridge too far. You've done it.
I'm sorry. This is my line in the sand. Fuck Trump. Fuck Biden. Fuck China. Taking
none of that matters.
Chips.
Cookies.
Cookies!
Cookies!
Cookies! That is my fucking. That's my renaissance.
Yeah.
That's my. What are they?
That's your Waterloo.
Industrial
that's my
Revolution.
Fucking Waterloo, yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I think that's a good way to wrap it up.
Well, no, hold on.
Okay, there's
number two butthole story. Ah, get it. Number two.
I thought we got two already.
I can
okay.
save it if you want.
No, no, I want to hear.
All right. Well, end on this note. This fucking self-effacing note. Brown note. Yeah. All right. So I think I told you a month maybe. It's been a while.
Yeah.
About the problems I'm having with my butthole.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It's parts of it are sticking out.
Really?
Of itself.
Are you sure they're not just hemorrhoids?
I got butt clits. Yep.
It's not just hemorrhoids?
Well, yeah.
Oh,
your butt clits.
It's not like some.
I've never heard that before. I never heard that.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Jeremy Collin.
So you got problems with the hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
They're nasty little things.
It's
man.
Horrible. It's like,
yeah.
I mean, I got other problems. Like I'm going bald and my back hurts sometimes. And like, you know what I mean? Like
yeah,
I have all
I
these
do.
Little problems.
Yeah.
I get these headaches now.
We're middle aged, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not
hopefully.
Just one thing. It's like one
like one inconveniencing, shitty indignity
after another. Yeah.
After another.
Yep.
And the latest has been this fucking butthole problem.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Have you had those wipes where you look down and it's just like a whole pool of blood?
Oh, yeah, dude. Mm. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
Love it.
Is that the end of the story?
That's not the end of the story.
All right.
So I let it go for a while thinking like, well, maybe if I just do nothing, it'll just, my butthole will go back to the way it was.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever.
Need something to tuck it in, dude.
Well, I'll tell you what. So it's funny that they call those things tucks. Tux medicated pants?
Yes.
It's like Tux.
I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
After like 30 years.
Yeah, me too. I know. Mm. That's what I thought. I was like, oh.
You got to get middle aged before you get
you got to push them in, bro. Dude.
You got to tuck them in. Right. Mm-hmm. So, but this is, I didn't get tucked. So what happened?
I got these cheeseburgers.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
So I decided to do something about it, and I went online and did a little bit of research on the whole hemorrhoid thing and whatever, and it said like to just wipe gently and then use like a...
You don't have to tell me that.
Yeah, I know.
That's the only way I can wipe. Is it even
be
clean?
Be gentle to like, yourself. I like to wipe hard. I loves to wipe hard. I just get it in there. Put my pinky in it. I grow my pinky nail out just to get it in there. Get some of that all up underneath it.
I buy Scott toilet paper just so I can get all up in there.
I wipe with Wendy's napkins. I don't even give a shit.
Got a stack of them. Raid Wendy's.
I got two stacks, bitch.
All right. So it says to wipe. It's obviously.
Yes.
Know, it goes without saying. But then it says to use like a moist towelette, essentially, like a baby wipe or whatever the fuck. So we have those. So I'm like, all right, yay, I got those. All right. So that's cool.
And you're getting married soon, so hopefully you don't need to buy those anymore.
No.
What, because that's he's what not going to be out butt fucking? But I mean,
right. Like,
as soon as I get married, I'm giving up the butt fucking.
Right.
No, I thought wipes were there to clean you gently.
They are.
Well, they are, but what does that have to do with marriage?
Oh.
Well, what do you mean, like she'll buy them for him?
No, like lick his asshole.
No, when you get married, you stop getting your asshole licked. That's how it works.
He's like,
in most relationships.
You just gotta find someone else to do it.
Well, he's gotta go back out now and get anyway,
yeah,
so wiping gently.
Right, so you have to wipe gently with these
moist towelettes.
Got moist towelettes. I got those. I'm cool. And then it says to get the Preparation H, which I kind of figured or whatever.
Yeah.
So I did research, and I didn't get Preparation H, but I got like a competing.
Sure, like eating. Kroger's brand or whatever,
Fucking rich.
It's $2 cheaper.
It's witch hazel. That's all it is.
Witch hazel. Right.
Just good.
Witch hazel, lidocaine, and some other shit.
Ooh, whatever. They put lidocaine in it? Hey, you got some good shit.
Yeah. I guess.
Well, that's
good
the
shit.
Numbing agent. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like the off brand. It's like some weird, like Bob's hemorrhoid.
Bob's hemorrhoid cream.
Yeah.
Oh, there is a called one called like Bob's Butts or something like, or
it's it's like that. Okay. It's like a some folksy sounding fucking thing,
right?
You know. So anyway, I get this on Amazon, and it's on Amazon. They showed like the tube with the cap on it, and you're like, okay. So I'm assuming what I'm gonna do when I receive the shit is wipe gently.
Yeah.
Wipe again with the moist towelette to make
stick
sure.
Stick the tube up your ass.
No, no, and then I'm gonna get the
finger
cream
yourself.
And
you I'm get gonna, it.
No, this is what I'm thinking beforehand. See,
yeah.
So like I'm like, okay, well then I'm gonna rub cream on my anus, and I'm like, I'm not looking forward to that, but fuck whatever.
It's invitation to finger your butthole.
I figured
it
out
for medicinal purposes.
Oh,
is there like an applicator or something?
Yeah, so the fucking thing gets there, and I'm on the can, And I do the thing, and I'm like, well, now this is time to do the cream for the first time. So I open it up, and it's got a fucking, like, nozzle on it.
Right.
Like, 3-inch nozzle.
What the fuck? That's You're not supposed to put it in your butt.
That's it.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, at least
you are. You are supposed to put it in your butt?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
And you just squeeze it?
Yeah, I never heard of that.
You squeeze it.
Oh, wow.
You were just joking?
Yeah, I just...
I've never heard of that either.
Preparation H, so you can finger your butthole.
Yeah, well, Preparation H doesn't have a nozzle, I don't think.
It's got a nozzle.
Does it?
And on the nozzle, which is, again, about like that big.
Yeah.
But 3 inches.
So you put it in... Why? But the hemorrhoids Tim are on knows the what 3 inches look like. I know what 2 inches looks like. Don't try and
just imagine
up,
the third one.
Yeah. Well, if you ever shaved that mane of his.
So, no, you're honestly like saying three and a half. You're supposed to pump this into your butt like squeezing a toothpaste
tube.
Yeah,
that's exactly what you do. Yeah.
Really?
And the tube itself has holes along the sides of it, along its length. So it oozes out and all over.
Gotcha.
Like, as it's in there.
Okay.
You got shove the fucking thing up your ass. You got to lube it.
I've had hemorrhoids since I was 26,
dude.
And I've wiped stuff on my butt. Yeah. I touch my buttholes just sometimes
I'm not afraid
for fun.
Of touching my ass,
but
I just
fucking I never knew that.
So every time
that's
I
informative,
shit, right? Every time I take a shit, I got to shove this fucking nozzle up my ass.
Oh my god! Every time.
That's what I've been doing.
Well,
and sometimes when I don't even need it,
you gotta do what you gotta do.
Sometimes I go in there and I just pretend to have to shit. Oh boy! I gotta go in there and take the Browns to the Super Bowl.
The wife's at the door, like, "What the fuck? What?
This is too okay, Tom. Tom.
Tom, are you coming?
Okay."
We gotta go.
This is the 15th time you've been in here.
We need
today.
To put
What's
last
going
time.
On? This is tearing his family apart.
The last podcast we did, we were talking about different new sexual positions. You remember that?
Yes.
This one's gonna be called the nuts and bolts.
The nuts and bolts.
The nuts and bolts.
Oh.
And this is how it goes.
Yeah.
You get addicted to shoving Preparation H up your butt, and your wife knocks on the door and catches you, and then she fucks you with the Preparation H while spreading it around medically.
Well, yeah.
While cupping your nuts with the other hand.
I like it. I like it. Nuts and bolts.
And then you turn around and smack her.
Oh, that's the bolt.
I'm sorry.
And then you run out of the room.
Oh, yes.
That's a bolt.
You run exactly. There's the bolt.
Leave the country because you're about to get... Well, you guys are white. You'll be fine.
Get away with it.
Live on the east. So
Who cares? They don't care.
All right, guys. Yeah. I got to get home.
Yeah,
so we're going to have to wrap this up.
I'm hungry,
but thank you for listening. Anyone who's listening.
For sure.
If you want to say something... Get a hold of us, fuckers.
Yeah, 8 inches and a mule at gmail.com.
You got that
also at
fucking A.
Really? Without
the number 8 inches and a mule.
Yeah.
At gmail.com. Who else would fucking have that shit?
I don't know. I just thought like the
same thing at Twitter. Send me fucking recipes still, or not recipes, just dinner ideas, because you guys' recipes suck.
And if you want to send us money for some reason, because you're so entertained,
we'll get a Patreon soon. And
we'll take it.
We'll call it 8 inches and a mule.
We'll get better
no
equipment.
That fucking name.
Fucking A, they don't.
And also, you can send pictures of your. Not gaping vagina, but just
your clits, your slits,
your
dicks.
Let's see your butt clits.
Yeah, we want to see hemorrhoids.
It won't make him artistic.
Whoa, Jesus.
Yes, I will.
We'll send it back to you.
I will take your pain and make it into true art.
Oh, Jesus. You can put it on your wall and no one will even know it's your fucking butt clits.
That's true.
It's going to be a whole new form of art. It's going to be called snark art. Good night, folks.
All right, that's it. Love you guys.
Bye.
Love you too, brother.
Love you too. Later.
I was talking to listeners.
Oh, okay.